I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. We are back from a long weekend. Hope you enjoyed it. We're bringing you today's commercial-free headlines, so hang out with us for a few minutes. First up, Haiti. Rescue workers are searching for and finding survivors a week after the Caribbean nation was hit by a catastrophic earthquake. As of yesterday afternoon, crews from different countries had saved more than 75 people from the rubble. Some experts are warning about the aftermath of the earthquake. What's coming next? A lack of food and clean water, concerns about access to medical care, all of that could make the situation in Haiti even worse. It can be hard to imagine just how fast a natural disaster like this can strike. We want you to watch this video from the moment when the tremor hit, and let us point out everyone in the house survived. Incredible images there. Now we want to get back to those rescue efforts. One of the ways that search teams are trying to locate victims is with specially trained dogs. Here's a look at how they get ready for that job.
Okay, buddy, you ready to find somebody? Rex, search.
Rex on the pile.
This dog right here, he's a live search dog, which means he will search on rubble piles. He's looking for only people that are living. He will not alert on someone that's deceased. And when he does find somebody that's alive, he will bark repeatedly.
What a good boy, Rex. What'd you find? What did you find, buddy?
With the disaster that's taking place in Haiti right now with the earthquake, these dogs are really important because so many buildings have collapsed with so many people inside of them. And there's so many void spaces, and these dogs can pick up scent from five stories up, three stories up, you know, to where it's literally rubble to the ground. What we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and hide a victim down in here. This is great because it's a pancake collapse, which means different floors. So this could simulate the top floor, second floor, and the first floor. You see there's a bunch of hazards. There's rebar sticking out, which can poke the dogs. So they have to be really careful on how they walk and which path they take to come down in here.